of the memory cathedrals and the tree of knowledge. Do not overestimate the length of the road you must travel to reach the point where you are comfortable with how much you have learned. We are magnificent beings, and wisdom does not come from knowledge alone. You will reach the tipping point between knowledge and wisdom, not with knowledge alone, but with the great multiplier of subtle analogies. Wisdom is near. Before I describe the structure of the new schools and go over some of the problems, I must issue a warning. Being able to read books is the most important lesson that early schools must teach. Growing up without the ability to read is crushing, and it is torture. I encourage all the students in the world to help each other and search for those who are hiding that they can't read. First, bring them narrated books, then create a fund to help them with money, and finally, bring them to class. One of the greatest honors and responsibilities that a student can have is making sure that everyone is able to read and has free access to narrated books. Help the world to books, and guard and protect real education. Now, to fix education, we begin by setting all the subject divisions aside and building what can be thought of as the new tree of knowledge. The root of the tree of knowledge honors the littlest ones, who honorably never stop asking why. We begin at the birth of the universe, the leading theory of the Big Bang. From there, we will talk about the universe, the third generation star, her accretion disk, and the coalescing of Earth. This is not a lesson in astrophysics. This is a lesson in where and when we are. Once we get to stromatolites, we will start the countdown towards the modern human. And only once we get to Mesopotamia, we will talk about mathematics. And math will be introduced along the line of time, from ancient times to Sir Newton and beyond. This is a kind of a survey course, the initial time-based layout of all knowledge that humanity has acquired is just an introduction. But the tree is not to be covered in any standardized way. The students are introduced to moving along the line of time, but are expected to break away and visit branches of the tree that interest them personally. Music and dance, art, computer programming, design are examples of branches that the students may hop to. They aren't quite skipping math. They are just going to be introduced to mathematics that is flavored by their curiosity. Programmatic music composition is an introduction to math. Generative art and programming is an introduction to math. Programmatic 3D modeling is an introduction to math. The children will access the once cut up subjects within the context of their curiosities. The teachers will be able to see where the children are in the tree and introduce them to groups with similar curiosities. No one should be introduced to any subject directly as we have today. No human can learn that way. Direct introduction is fraud. It is how knowledge is stolen from students. Cutting up subjects and poisoning them with abstraction and time divisions is how students are sold for paychecks and tricked into memorization. A note to the students. Real education requires time and unbroken connections. Don't let anybody push you into a cut-up set of nothing, as that is fool's gold. One horrible thing that we are faced with in life is people actually pushing us to cut everything up into nothing. Go to fake school, take a lesson, take another lesson, graduate, and get a job. That is how fake education spreads. That is not how real education works. We can't just butter a bunch of toast and eat it. We have to build cathedrals of knowledge. The breathtaking thing about cathedrals is that they take multiple epochs to finish. What you start as a child will be completed by the noble adult that you will later become. You are a noble and majestic being, and all the tools of genius are yours, and most are within you already. No child should face the corridors of a school that sells them out for a small paycheck. They should face nothing less than the endless magnificent maze of a memory cathedral as unique as their mind is beautiful. Real education is a unique path through a constellation of subjects that will only match the student traveling it. They will alter course to meet with new curiosities, to adapt to new contexts. The future generations are looking at us, and it is not looking good. All those arguments that teachers make are null and void because the first and foremost is the student's success in real life after school. Fake education must end. The pandemics are already challenging us. Climate change will soon do the same. Reject fake education. Reject memorization. Travel your constellations in search of real education. Build your cathedrals of knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. And build the future.